Thank you, Madam Chair. I hope you can hear me clearly. Thank you for this opportunity and the invitation. CGAP is a 25-year-old think tank on financial inclusion, just for those who do not know as well. Respected participants, we are experiencing a world that is forever increasing. Its pace of change and shocks. In our part of the world, we see it in the acceleration of financial product and service innovation, especially in digital financial services. We see it in the acceleration in digital financial services consumer risk fallout. This fallout is increasing faster than the growth in uptake of digital financial services, as we've shown in recent CGAP research. Lastly, we see this increased pace of change in the challenges financial regulators and supervisors face as they have to operate increasingly in jurisdictions overlapping with many other regulators, such as data and technology, as aptly explained by the speaker from Zambia. How could we address this fast-changing world? We could start by considering us jointly the world that we work in as a responsible digital financial services ecosystem, therefore an ecosystem approach. And we argue that there are at least three focus areas or conditions that are of importance. There may be more. The first condition, or I say the first C, is collaboration. We've heard this already. First, the collaboration between financial sector regulators, and we've seen good examples of this across the world. We've heard it from Costa Rica just now. Secondly, collaboration between financial sector regulators and data and technology regulators, as an example. And lastly, collaboration between the regulators and financial service providers to build measurement frameworks or other approaches that work for markets. The second C is capacity building, and this is where we come to your question on literacy and financial literacy. So if we think about the capacity building of customers, we cannot only think about financial literacy, because nowadays we have to think of it in combination with digital literacy. We've seen the expansion across the world. Speakers already mentioned this of digital financial services, and one of the biggest obstacles is a lack of digital literacy. The second area of collaboration is between financial sector regulators and data and technology regulators. I'm at capacity and I'm at the second area, capacity of providers. I've just finished customers. Capacity of providers need to be built to understand the market segments and the benefits of striving for positive customer outcomes for those that are vulnerable, especially women. And lastly, the capacity of regulators to look at this new ecosystem and operate in this new ecosystem. The third C is a customer-centric approach by all. Firstly, by regulators. And we've heard examples of consumer panels and reference to that. We've seen this in the UK with the FCA and their consumer panel. We've heard Ellen Laurent mentioning this yesterday. Secondly, customer-centric approaches by providers to bring far better comparative performance. And we've proven that a customer-centric approach where the customer gains value and the firm gains value is a far more sustainable approach in our sector. To monitor performance, my last point, and to monitor performance and conduct in such a reality, we have to find a way to do this jointly. And one way of doing that is to focus on customer outcomes. We've already indicated with experiments that the customer outcome-driven regulatory approach could work, that it could be measured, and it could work if you do it in collaboration between a regulator and financial sector operators and providers. I stand with this. Thank you, Madam Chair,